感谢主，我哋又嚟到佢嘅面前。
Thank the Lord that we can once again come before Him。
照住我哋嘅进度咧，我哋今朝早我哋同大家睇约书亚记第八章。
According to the book of Joshua, we're going to study chapter 8 this morning。
我哋先读几处嘅圣经啊。
Let us read a few passages together。
请我们打开约书亚记第八章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 8.
我读第一节。
Verse 1.
如果你有圣经呢就睇圣经啊。如果唔记得带嚟可以睇一睇圣经。
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Bible. If you forget, you didn't have your Bible, just look at the transparency here.
好，约书亚记第八章第一节，佢哋话耶和华对约书亚说：不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，你起来，率领一切兵丁上艾城去。我已经把艾城的王和他的民、他的城并他的地都交在你手里。
And Joshua chapter 8 verse 1 tells us, Then the Lord said to Joshua, Have no fear and do not be troubled. Take with you all the fighting men and go up against Ai, for I have given into your hands the king of Ai and his people and his town and his land.
第二节，你怎样待耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当照样待艾城和艾城的王。只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜你们可以取为自己的老物，你要在城后设下伏兵。
And verse 2, And you are to do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. But their goods and their cattle you may take for yourselves. Let a secret force be stationed to make a surprise attack on the town from the back.
然后第八节，第八章第八节，你们夺了城以后就放火烧城，要照耶和华的话行，这是我吩咐你们的。
And verse 8. And when you have taken the town, put fire to it, as the Lord has said. See, I have given you your orders.
我哋再睇27节，唯独城中的牲畜和财物。以色列人都取为自己的奴物，是照耶和华所吩咐约书亚的话。
Verse 28, But the cattle and the goods from that town Israel took for themselves, as the Lord had given orders to Joshua.
我哋最后睇35节。摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚在以色列全会众和妇女、孩子，并他们中间寄居的外人面前，没有一句不宣读的。
And verse 35, reading to all the meeting of Israel, with the women and the children and the men from other lands who were living among them, every word of the order which Moses had given.
好，我哋圣经就读咁多先吓。
That will be all the Bible reading for now.
请我们低头祈祷。主啊，我们感谢你，我们又来到你的面前。
Lord, we want to thank you that we can once again come before you.
主啊，给我们一个像玛利亚的心。
Oh Lord, grant us a heart like Mary.
愿意坐在你的脚前。
So that we may sit before thy feet.
来支取那个上好的福分。
To partake of that great blessing,
是没有人能够夺去的。
That none may take away.
但愿主你向我们说话。
Oh Lord, speak to each one of us today.
在我们的打开我们的心窍。
And open our hearts.
叫我们明白主你自己。
So that we may come to understand thyself.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得我们上一次交通第六章第七章。
Brothers and sisters, remember that last time we shared on Joshua chapter 6 and chapter 7.
咁讲到一个人，佢叫亚干啊。
Now we spoke of one individual. His name was Achan.
嗱，因为亚干喺佢哋打完咗呢个耶利哥城之后呢。
For this individual Achan, after the city of Jericho was conquered,
咁佢咧就喺所有嗰啲嘅掳翻嚟嘅嗰啲战利品嘅里边咧，就见到一件名牌嘅衣服。
That from the spoils of war, that Achan had his eyes set on this one particular branded clothing.
同埋咧有200舍客勒嘅银
，and about 240 shekels of silver. 200 shekels of silver.
仲有一条咧重50舍客勒嘅金条
，and a wedge of gold bar weighing 50 shekels.
咁然后咧佢就将呢啲嘢收藏起上嚟，占为己用。
And he hid these spoils of war as his home.
咁我上一次我哋交通就话呢个因为佢贪心嘅缘故。
Now last time we shared that this came out of his greediness.
因为呢件事情，耶和华向以色列人发怒。
And for this this event, the Lord was angered against the Israelites.
因为呢个亚干佢行呢件事情，连累到整个以色列人被咒诅。
Because when this act of transgression against the Lord that Achan has done, the Lord's anger burned against the people of Israel. And they were cursed it because of this event.
因为呢件事情，神嘅同在离开咗佢哋。
And the presence of the Lord departed from the people.
因此呢，佢哋再去攻打另外一个城，一个城仔叫做艾城嘅时候咧，佢就失败。
For because of this, when the Israelites next went and fight against another city, the city of Ai, they lost in the battle.
唔单止失败咗，仲死咗36个人添。
Not only that did they lost 36 of their brethren.
喺表面上边嚟睇，我哋话因为亚干佢嘅贪心。佢自己落到一个被石头打死嘅一个咁样嘅下场。
Now on the surface, we can see that because of the greed of Achan, that he was stoned to death.
因为佢贪心嘅缘故，连累咗以色列众人。
Because of his greed, that the people of Israel was also affected.
但系喺神嚟睇呢
？In the eyes of God,
呢班以色列人系违背咗神嘅命令。
Now this group of people went against the orders of the Lord.
換句話嚟講咧，違背咗神嘅命令，等於冇聽神嘅話。
Now they broke the covenant they had with the Lord, and that means they did not listen to the Lord's words.
大家明白個意思嘛？就話神講咗啲嘅話，叫佢哋咁樣做，咁樣做，叫佢哋唔好咁樣做，唔好咁樣做。
Now, do we understand that the Lord had told these people what to do and what not to do?
但是讲完之后，那帮人拧翻转头都唔听见佢。
But after the Israelites heard it, they just forgot all about it.
咁你话神有冇讲俾以色列人听？喂，你唔好攞嗰啲当灭之物咧。
Now, did the Lord tell the Israelites not to take off the certain spoils of the war?
讲咗噶啦，主弟兄姊妹，如果你记得喺第六章嘅时候已经讲咗噶啦。
Now the Lord did told them so. Remember in chapter 6,
第八节嗰度已经讲咗话唔可以取那当灭嘅物。
In chapter 6, the Lord already told them, keep yourselves away from the cursed things.
喺第七章之前，第六章神已经讲咗。
And in chapter 6 of Joshua, the Lord has already stated so.
但系阿干有冇做到呢
？Now, but did Achan listen?
冇啊。
No, he did not.
咁就根本就佢就冇听到神嘅话。
He did not listen to the word of God.
唔系喎，你话或者阿干，你讲嗰阵时候阿干去咗厕所咧
？Well, you may give him an excuse. Maybe Achan was going to the restroom or taking a break when the Lord was speaking to him.
听见冇？呢个唔系一个好嘅理由。
Now that's not a good excuse.
He
was someone that knew the word of God, but he went against it.
佢自己都话我系贪爱呢啲嘅物件。
He himself confessed that he was lusting after these things.
所以当当佢嘅私欲啊喺嗰度发动嘅时候咧
，and when this greed carry out in his actions，
咁佢嘅私欲实在系胜过咗神嘅说话。
And his desires for these things overcame the power, overcame the words of God.
或者话佢嘅肉体呢系胜过咗灵。
Or to speak it another way, that his flesh overcame what he knew was right.
以至到佢听唔到神嘅话。
So that he can no longer listen and abide in the words of God.
或者话佢听到佢都唔要跟随神嘅话。
It may be to say that he heard the words of God, but he willingly went against it.
人听唔到神嘅话。
Now when man cannot hear the word of God，
有好多好多嘅理由。
There are many many reasons。
但系人嘅私欲让我哋听唔见神嘅话咧，呢个其中系一个嘅原因。
But one reason is the man's desire and his lust got in the way。
譬如话，好似我哋都知道，医生就同我哋讲话，嗱，你啲肥腻嘅嘢唔可以食 chocolate， 唔可以食甜嘅嘢，唔可以太食，因为你的身体不需要这些东西。
Sometimes our doctors would tell us that certain things you cannot eat, like certain fatty food, chocolate, or certain sugar, too much sugar that you cannot eat.
但是呢，你有时你行过这个铺头，哇，很闻见，哎呀，香到不得了。
But sometimes when you pass by maybe a bakery, you smell the food and it smells so good.
哇，那些油炸的东西炸起上来，哇，真的香喷喷。
Or those fried fatty foods, they smell so nice.
Esther 就时时都话，哇！一闻见啊，流晒口水喎。
Sometimes when Esther would say that when I can smell those foods, my mouth becomes watery.
你哋有冇试过咁啊
？Have you had such an experience?
哇！你就因为嗰啲嘅味道，嗰啲嘅香法，令到你咧就唔记得咗医生同你。
Sometimes because of thinking of those food, how delicious they are, you forget what the doctor has told you.
哇！唔单止你唔记得咗，你直情就走去食啦，咁你就变咗真系冇听到医生嘅话啦。
And you completely forgot what the doctor told you and just went and ate this food.
呢班嘅阿干佢就系咁样样。
Now Achan is someone like that.
所以神就话
，So God said，
神点样讲咧？喺在第七章他就说
And what did God say in
chapter 7? 他说以色列人犯了罪。
Now Israel has done wrong.
违背了我吩咐他们的约。
They sinned against the agreement which I made with them.
上次我们跟弟兄姊妹讲了，是亚干一个人犯罪，但是在神眼来看，这个整体都犯了罪。
So that only Achan sinned, but in God's eyes, the people sinned against him.
听到吗，弟兄姊妹？当我哋唔听神话嘅时候
，Now brothers and sisters, when we do not heed to the words of God，
你话呢次唔听啫，下次听或者听啲咁多。
Now you may think to yourself that， oh， you know， if I don't listen this time， I can try next time again， or you know， I would listen to part of the words that he said。
原来喺神嘅眼中
，But in the eyes of the Lord，
唔听神嘅话就系犯咗罪。
Not heeding to his words, that is sin.
不需要你去杀人放火。
You don't need to go commit acts of any crimes.
原来神讲的你没听到没做到，这个已经就是犯了罪。
But in actuality, if what the Lord has told you, you did not go and carry it out, that is sin.
那阿干就是落在一个这样的光景的对待。
Now Achan was in this situation.
结果呢，阿干后来就被查出来。
Now and later on, we find out that Achan was discovered.
嗱，咁神就处理咗呢件事情。
And the Lord took care of this matter.
神要喺佢哋中间将一切嘅罪污邪情都拎走。
And the Lord wanted to purge the sins from the people.
所以阿干嗰件事情就系咁样样，嚟处理咗。
And the matter concerning Achan was taken care of in such a manner.
上一次同弟兄姊妹讲话，本来有第三点。
Last time, well, in my sharing, there was a point number three.
因为时间唔够，咁我哋留到今朝做。
because of the time, we continue to share on this point today.
好啦，当神处理咗阿干嗰件事情之后
，Now when God took care of the matter with Achan，
我哋睇见第八章约书亚喺神嘅面前有喺嗰段时间有一个恐惧。
We can see that in chapter 8 that there was Joshua was fearful of God.
我唔知道点解佢会爬起上嚟。
I do not know why Joshua was fearful.
但系我相信佢个怕系因为呢一班嘅以色列人唔知道咧前边又有边一个唔听话，或者又有边个唔妥当嚟引致到让所有嘅以色列人都受连累。
It may be that Joshua was fearful because he did not know in the upcoming battles if any of the other Israelites might act in such a manner that would cause the people to sin against the Lord.
如果是这样的情形，神的震怒要来，神的刑罚要更多的临到以色列人，那么怎么办呢？
Now if such an act occurred again, what would happen if the anger of the Lord burned against the Israelites again?
但是感谢主。
But praise the God.
神在那个时候要向约书亚讲说话。
God spoke to Israel at that, spoke to Joshua at that time.
他说你不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
Do not be fearful.
他说你起来，第一章八章第一节，他说起来，率领一切的兵丁上去艾城。
And fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee and arise, go up to Ai.
因为神已经将这个艾城的王和他的民他的城他的地都交在你的手中。
Because the Lord said, I have given unto thy hand the kings of Ai and his people and his city and his land.
所以以后约书亚就接受了神这个这样的安慰，听神的话就起来带领一切的兵丁上去攻打艾城。
So Joshua was comforted and he followed the orders of the Lord and he went up to the city of Ai.
所以这一次的攻打不似得上一次了。
So this time the battle was greatly different.
不再是用人的方法。
No longer was the method of men used.
而是神自己的设计来的。
But it was the design of God.
这次呢用什么方法呢？
Now, what method were used during this battle?
我们知道这个叫做调虎离山计。
Now, we said this is a traditional war method, which is to mislead or misdirect your enemies in battle.
即是先引啲敌人走晒出来。
And that is to first draw your enemy out.
然后用伏兵在后面前后咁夹攻。
And then an ambush is planted in the front and in the back, so surrounding the people.
用神用咁样嘅办法，结果呢将呢个艾城攻下落嚟。
Now this was the method that was used to take the city of Ai.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你读第八章嘅时候，你就会了解，又好清楚里边嗰个过程系点样。
Now brothers and sisters, as we read chapter 8, you will come to understand how this was carried out.
咁呢一次嘅成功呢
？Now this victory,
除咗话神将佢喺佢哋中间嘅罪呢，嚟到清理咗之外呢
，in addition to the Lord taking care of the sin among the people，
我谂弟兄姊妹一定要留意一点，今次嘅成功系因为佢哋照着神嘅话嚟行。
And there's another point we need to pay attention to, which is because the Israelites have followed the orders of the Lord。
所以第八章第八节。神都讲咗，佢要所做嘅一切系要照耶和华嘅话嚟行。
So as stated in Joshua chapter 8 verse 8, everything was done according to what the Lord has said.
同埋二十七节又一样。
And also in verse 28,
系照着耶和华所吩咐嘅话去处理呢啲嘅财物。
Everything, including the spoils of war, was done according to the word of God.
是照着耶和华所吩咐约书亚的话。
It was according to the words that the Lord had given to Joshua.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇见那个分别从前第一次去攻打的时候，或者是因为罪的缘故而失败了。
Now, brothers and sisters, do we see the difference? The first time when they went up to the city of Ai, they were defeated because of sin.
今次佢哋成功，因为佢哋系照着耶和华所吩咐嘅话嚟行。
And the second time, victory was granted to them because they were following the orders of the Lord given to Joshua.
所以弟兄姊妹呢一点，盼望弟兄姊妹一定要记得。
And please pay attention to this point.
接受神嘅话，听神嘅话，照着神嘅话嚟到做，这是一个秘诀嚟。
Listen to the word of the Lord. Act according to the word of the Lord. That is the secret.
并且是一个很大的一个成功的秘诀嚟。
Now this is the secret of the great success.
很多时候我们行走在这条属天的路上面。
Many times as we walk this path, this heavenly path,
我们都承认我们是难免有时会失败，有悲伤。
We confess there are downfalls and there are some sorrows.
但是弟兄姊妹，在失败了之后，在软弱跌倒之后，
when there are pitfalls, when there we might fall and when there might be weaknesses,
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要放撇。
But do not let our guard down.
不要让自己停留在那个失败的里头。
Do not feel sorry for yourself and do not stay in that situation.
我们必须要从个失败的当中来到寻求怎样恢复得胜。
Through the defeat, we must seek out how victory can be pursued.
我们也都愿意在神的面前，我们求主叫我们不要灰心丧志。
And we must come to the Lord and ask Him to let our hearts not be discouraged.
在失败中，我们要学到功课。
In defeats, there's a homework that we can learn.
要重新的起来。
That we can stand up again.
回到神的面前。
Go before the Lord.
主啊，你光照我。
We turn to the Lord and ask that for the Lord's revelation.
让我们看见我们的路。
So that we can see how the path is laid out before us.
你记得在约书亚记我们开始很开始的时候，我们不是提到一句说话吗？
So in the very beginning of the book of Joshua, there's this phrase.
神是怎样对同约书亚讲？
What did God say to Joshua?
你记得神是跟他讲话，你当什么？刚强壮胆，是吗？
And the Lord told Joshua that you should stand firm and be courageous.
今天神也都是这样跟我们说。
And today, likewise, the Lord tells us the same.
我们要刚强壮胆。
That we need to stand firm and be courageous.
因为有时我们的愚昧，我们失败。
Sometimes because our own foolishness that we are defeated.
因为我们的败坏，以至到给我们有悲伤，
Because of our own weakness, our corruption, that we face defeat.
但神说，你不要停留在那个光景。
The Lord tells us, do not stay in that situation.
你要刚强壮胆。
You must stand firm and you must stand up and be courageous.
照着耶和华的话来到行。
According to the words of the Lord,
我们就会蒙福。
Act in such a way that we shall be blessed and we shall gain the victory.
因为我们几时照着神的话来行。
So when we follow on to the words of God,
神是负责任的。
The Lord will be accountable for us.
神就负我们的责任。
The Lord will be accountable for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以当他们打完仗之后，
So when the battle was over,
三十节约书亚就在那里筑坛，在神的面前来到寻求，同个与神有交通。
So after the battle was over, Joshua placed an altar and he worshipped the Lord.
在那里献燔祭，献平安祭。
And he made a
burn offering
and a peace offering to the Lord.
他这样做，我们知道是有根据的。
The way we see that there is a basis for what he has done.
因为在申命记十一章嗰度，摩西就系明明嘅讲俾佢哋听。
Because in Deuteronomy, what Moses said to them,
摩西吩咐嗰啲以色列人话：神话，当你哋过去去到呢、这个迦南地嘅时候，佢哋要喺呢一个嘅地方就 就是在这个阿巴路山上面和这个以巴路山上面基利心山那里来竹坛来寻求神。
Now, because in Deuteronomy, Moses has said that when they enter into the land of Canaan, they should place an altar at this location, in the Mount Ebal. And as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded them.
当约书亚听见摩西咁样样接受成个命令嘅时候，佢亦照住摩西嘅话嚟到行。
Now, when Joshua heard what Moses received from the Lord, he acted accordingly.
因为嗰次摩西系向咧呢班以色列人嚟到讲出个蒙福或者系受祸嘅过程。
Now, at that point, Moses was telling the people the way how they can be blessed or the blessing that they will receive.
所以喺十一章《申命记》嗰度就话，如果你哋听从神嘅耶和华你哋嘅神嘅诫命，就系我今日所吩咐你嘅，就必蒙福。
And thus in Deuteronomy 11, it tells us that the blessing if you give ears to the orders of the Lord your God, which I give you this day.
所以听从神嘅话，你就蒙福。
So listen to the words of the Lord, and you thou shall be blessed.
咁如果唔听咧，咁咪点咧
？Now if you do not listen, heed his words, what are the consequences?
神继续讲又话。你唔听神嘅话，唔接受佢嘅命令，偏离佢今日所吩咐你哋嘅道去侍奉素来所唔认识嘅别嘅神，就必受祸。
And the curse if you do not give ear to the orders of the Lord your God and let yourself be turned from the way which I have put before you this day and go after other gods which are not yours, then thou shalt be cursed.
弟兄姊妹，神嘅话就系咁清楚嘅摆喺我哋嘅面前。
This is how the words of God are so clearly stated.
听从神嘅话就必蒙福。
Listen to the words of the Lord, and that should be blessed.
唔听从神嘅话就必受祸。
And if you do not listen to His words, then thou shalt be cursed.
就系咁样。
作为 black and white
啊，作为一个首领嘅约书亚。
So as the leader of the people,
作为神嘅仆人嘅约书亚。
As a servant of the people,
佢系一个绝对听神话嘅人。
As a servant of the Lord, he is someone that is obedient to the words of God.
因此摩西所吩咐的。
So what Moses had stated,
圣经就说他在众人的面前没一句是不宣读的。
So according to what Moses had told them, he read each one of them out loud to the people, to the men and children.
但弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神的面前，
So today, before the Lord,
我们看见有一个这样的榜样摆在我们的面前。
We see such an example placed before us.
那回来看看我们自己这些日子，我们有没有完全的遵行到神的话呢？
And we come back and we examine our own selves and we examine ourselves. Have we followed the words of God?
神交在我们的手上的那些所有的东西，
the things that the Lord has placed on upon us,
或者话我哋所遇见嘅各样嘅事情
，or to say the things that we have encountered,
我哋系完全嘅信服佢啊，还系话仲系喺嗰度有啲哎呀会拗撬呢
？Do we completely submit to Him, or is there some arguments remaining still？
系虽然系话我哋唔能够话完全冇遵行到神嘅话冇。
Now we cannot say that we did not follow his words.
但系好多嘅时候，我哋系冇绝对嘅信服神。
But in many instances, we did not submit to him completely.
冇完全嘅遵行佢神嘅旨意嘅。
We did not completely submit to him.
或者话冇完全嘅行佢所吩咐嘅。
Or we did not completely carry out what the Lord has told us.
我记得 Esther 曾经就讲过俾我听一啲事情。
Now remember Esther once told me some things。
佢话佢细个嗰阵时咧，佢星期日咧要去聚会嘅。
And she remembers that when she was young, that she goes to worship on Sunday。
咁啊，妈妈咧就俾三毫子。
Right. And her mom gave her three dimes, 30 cents。
而家三毫子好似哎呦小事啦，咁啊俾三蚊啦，俾你为咗大家了解，俾三蚊。
Well, nowadays we think that 30 cents is nothing compared, and I'm going to use another example, which is like $3.
咁啊俾三蚊佢，一蚊咧攞嚟搭车嘅。
So $1 would be used for the transportation.
另外嗰两蚊咧，佢妈妈话攞嚟奉献嘅。
And the other $2 would be used for offering.
于是咧，佢就用一蚊去买飞坐车。
So $1 she used to purchase the fare for the transportation.
然后咧，一蚊奉献。
And $1 was used for the offering.
剩低嗰两蚊做咩？买嘢食。
The last dollar was used to buy snacks.
你话佢有冇听妈妈话咧？
Now, in that instance, do you think that she listened to her mom's words?
有啊。
She did?
但听一半啫。
Only half.
叫佢两蚊奉献嘅，佢收翻一蚊。
The $2 that was used for offering, she kept one to herself. This is not complete submission.
So, 弟兄姊妹，有的时候，因为我们的自私,
many times, brothers and sisters, because of our own selfish needs,
我们没有完全照神的话来行,
we did not completely follow the word of God.
有时因为我们的骄傲,
and because of our arrogance, our pride,
又没有完全的遵行到神的话,
we did not completely obey the word of God.
同时有时候因为我们要逃避可能我们有些损失,
and sometimes we try to avoid our own losses.
可能有时我们要逃避责任,
we try to avoid the responsibility,
而没有完全的听神的话,
and thus we did not completely obey the word of God.
有时我们又好像阿干这样,
and sometimes like the Achan character here,
因为贪爱世界,
because the love of the world,
因为那个贪念在他里头,
because of that greed in him,
而没有完全的照着神的话来行,
he did not completely follow the words of God,
因为那个没完全的遵行神的命令,
because of that, because he did not follow the will of God completely,
以致到呢我们不能够呢得到神所赐给我们的祝福，所赐给我们的能力,
and because of so we may not completely gain the blessing that the Lord has bestowed on us.
那人最大的难处呢，不是不知道要顺服神,
now the difficulty is thatMen, they know they should obey the Lord, yet they,
yeah, 他们不是不知道要听神的话，要行神要做，要吩咐他们的。
Now, man understands that he should follow the words of God.
问题就是大人没有甘心完全的服神的权柄。
But the problem is that man.Does not willingly completely follow after the Lord.
就是这一次以色列人他们在第七章那个失败。
Just as this time in, stated in Joshua 7, how they have, was defeated in the battle,
是因为他们没有照着神的话来行。
It's because they did not follow the orders of the Lord.
刚才已经讲了。
As we have stated earlier,
第六章嗰度话，你哋唔可以娶当月嘅民。
Just as chapter 6 has told us that they should not partake of the spoils, the accursed things in the spoils of the war.
但系佢哋却系攞咗。
But instead, Achan took off that.
所以神叫佢哋唔好做嘅。
The Lord told them not to take it.
佢哋做咗。
Yet they did.
嗱就好似呢，唔好讲，唔好睇呢度啊，就好似呢。他们 去第一次去打这个艾城的时候
Just as the first time when they went up to the city of Ai,
那帮人回来看窥探探了这个地区
Now the spies came back,
他们就说哎呀不紧要的这个艾城啊，哎呀小得不得了，人就得过很少的一万二千。
Just like the spies came back and reported that the city of Ai is a small city. There's not a lot of people stationed there.
所以我哋唔使咧勞師動眾，個個都想去攻打嘅。
So fear not, we do not need to fight with all our forces.
兩三千人就搞掂噶啦。
We only need to send 2,000 or 3,000 of our men.
你唔睇下我哋去打呢個耶利哥城嘅時候，咁大嘅城市，我哋圈幾圈就搞掂。
Just look at how we have handled the city of Jericho, such a big city. All we need to do is circle it a few times.
所以呢，佢哋就咁樣去嘅喎。佢有冇？你有冇睇到聖經記載佢哋有冇尋求神啊
？Now, so the people went against the city of Ai, but did the Bible record if they have seeked the Lord's will?
冇睇見佢尋求神。
No, we do not see that in the passages recorded here.
佢哋咁樣嘅決定話唔使全部人去，兩三千人去搞掂。
Now the decision that we do not need to send all our forces, just send 2,000 or 3,000 people.
嗱，弟兄姊妹係邊個嘅主意嚟㗎呢個
？Now whose idea was that？
啊，係神嘅主意啊，定話佢哋中間人嘅意思
？Now is that what the Lord wanted, or just some decision made by someone amongst them？
啊，我哋睇見呢個分明就唔係神嘅。主意嚟嘅
，We can clearly see that it was not what the Lord has asked of them.
佢哋自己出嘅主意
，It's a decision made on their own.
又冇尋求神，又冇策略，咁样走去打人。
Now they did not seek after the Lord, and they did not even have a strategy.
结果点样样？等
Now what is the result? Then?
失败啦，系嘛
？Complete defeat.
冇照着神嘅话嚟
They did not follow the order of the Lord.
第八章佢哋得胜。是因为他们照着神的话来行。
And in chapter 8, victory was granted to them because they followed, they act according to what the Lord has told them.
啊，神的这些特别的安排。
Now, the Lord, has given them, such a strategy.
特别的安排就是说，在耶利哥那些的战利品呢，神叫他们不要拿。
The Lord told them, as in the, spoils of the, from the spoils,from the city of Jericho that they should not take of their cursed things.
但今次呢
For this time,
神就说城里面所有夺的财物和牲畜你们可以自己拿来成为你自己的农物。
The Lord told them that these, the goods, the silver, the gold, and cattle, they can take for themselves.
我们又不见到呢这班人问问题。
Now I do not see the people ask any questions.
为什么上一次不得今次又得啊
Now, how come last time we cannot take of it, but this time it's okay?
神啊，你早啲讲啊嘛！如果你早讲咁啊，阿干都唔使喺嗰度傻啦。
Now, Lord, if you have told us earlier, then Achan would not have been put stoned to death.
啊，咁佢哋，我哋睇见佢哋完全好似冇呢个问题。
Now it seems that they did not even ask this question.
所以当一个人他愿意服在神的权柄的底下
So when an individual is willing to submit under the authority of the Lord
当这个人愿意听神的话的时候
So when an individual is willing to listen to the word of God
神说什么他就接受什么
What the Lord has tell them they will carry out
就不需要再问任何的东西
They need not to ask any additional questions
原来这个神的这个定规是这样
This is what the Lord had told them.
於是他們就默默地去接受了。
So they just carried it out.
然後我們看見他們有長進了。
Now we can see that they have grown.
所以他們的德性不是根據什麼呢不是根據他們的經驗。
Their victory was not based on their experience.
也不是根據一個什麼的方法。
And it's not based on a certain method.
也更加不是因為根據一個什麼傳統。
And it's not based on certain tradition.
是根据我们有没有听神的话接受神的命令。
But it's according to if they have listened to the word of God and carry out his orders.
这个当人完全的接受神作神要做 的工的时候。
Now when an individual, when man, listens to the word of God and carry out his words,
整个祝福就临到他们。
The blessing of the Lord will fall upon them.
十点钟嘅时候咧，喺楼上同弟兄姊妹就有一啲嘅交通。
Now ten o'clock this morning, I have some sharing with brothers and sisters upstairs.
咁我哋亦都讲到信服嘅功课。
And we talk about the homework of obedience.
咁我就同弟兄姊妹交通到关于蒙头嘅事情。
And I spoke to share about the matter of the head covering.
呢个系蒙头嘅真理，呢个系神所定规嘅。
Now the matter of the truth, the matter of the head covering is something that the Lord has stated.
原来神系用着姊妹嚟作一个代表。
Now God used the sisters as an example, as a symbol.
嚟到代表人嘅信服。这个功课
to represent this, that man submitting submission.
但很可惜呢今天有很多人用很多的理由将这个信服的功课来到好像拎走了。
Unfortunately, today, man uses many reasons to take away this lesson of the submittance.
比如说、哎、这个是中东他们的习惯的。
For example, they would say this is something a tradition used by the Middle East.
或者說、有長頭髮就可以了。
Or they might say that, oh, it's okay, they have long hair.
或者說、其他很多的、理由我未學到這個功課嘛。
Or there are many other excuses, like, for example, oh, I have not learned this homework just yet.
或者說我們舊時聚會的地方沒有這樣的規矩。
Or they would say that, oh, in our past gathering place, we don't have this kind of head covering.
弟兄姊妹，这个是哪个规矩？
Now, what is this from? Who's,
是神的规矩。
This is from God.
我们无论我们明不明白这个蒙头的一回什么事都好。
No matter if we understand fully this matter of the head covering.
但是神在这里，圣经就告诉我们，女人要有服权柄的记号。
But here the Bible tells us that women should submit under men.
你话我唔明喎、哦。
And you would say, I do not understand.
如果要到你明白嘅时候，咁啊系好事。
But if we have to wait till you fully completely understand,
that's good.
That is good.
但系如果你未曾明白之前，你已经作神要你作嘅，呢个就系信服嘅功课。
But even if you do not understand it, you carry it out. That is a lesson of obedience.
你说、啊、我现在不是信服到我信服先。那现在你知不知道当你拎起一个蒙头巾的时候你就已经学到功课了。
And you may say that, oh, I'm not a very obedient person now, but wait till that I'm more obedient. But the fact is, the fact is that once you take up the head covering, that is a lesson of obedience.
你几时未能蒙上头，你几时都学唔到呢个功课。
Now, if you have not put on the head covering, then you are not learning that homework.
所以弟兄姊妹，好多时候我哋将我哋信服神、听神话呢啲嘅话咧，当口头禅放喺我哋嘅嘴边。
Many times the words of being obedient to the Lord, these are just words that we carry along in our speech.
但系到你真系以后你向你有所要求的时候，你就做不到出来。
But actually, when we need to carry it out, we cannot do so.
弟兄姊妹，因为这样样蒙福，这个是非常可惜的事情。
Now, because of this, that the blessing of the Lord is not fall on you, then that is a regrettable thing.
你知道一个不遵守神命令的人，是一个令神最难过的一个人。
Do we know that if we do not obey the Lord, that is something that the Lord grieves over?
我们都知道扫罗王是在神的面前成为叫神难过的一个人。
Now we come to understand that the King Solomon is the king that caused grief in the Lord's heart.
因为他不听神的话。
Because he did not obey the Lord.
没有完全照着神的话来行。
He did not completely submit to his word.
所以神
就
说我后悔。
And that's why the Lord said that, I regret it.
因为他转去不跟着我，遵守我的命令。
Because he has turned away from me and he has not followed my ways.
不单止一次。
Not only once.
多次。
Multiple times.
撒母耳记上15章。十三章也是这样。
In 1 Samuel 13, it tells us this.
没遵守 耶和华你神所吩咐你的命。
You have not kept the rules which the Lord your God gave you.
是一个这样的人是令神最难过的人。
Such a person will only grieve the Lord.
是这样的人叫神后悔的一个人。
Such a person that will grieve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意在神面前成为一个神叫神开心的人，还是说你愿意在神面前叫神难过的人？
Do you want to be an individual that will grieve the Lord, or do you want to be an individual that the Lord will be delighted in?
没错，有的时候我们发觉到要遵行神的吩咐，好像是不容易的一件事情。
And on many times that we find that obeying the Lord is not an easy thing to do.
有一位传道人，神的仆人。
There was this evangelical person,
神的仆人,
a servant of God.
施布真, 他曾经讲过一句这样的话。
And Spurgeon, he once spoke this.
他说呢, 要真正的全, 绝对的顺服。
Completely submitting yourself under the Lord.
就是要求, 对你的要求就是完全的, 将你自己放低。
And that is to completely lay yourself down.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个是唯一叫神得喜悦的一个途径。
And brothers and sisters, I feel that's the only way that we can find favor with the Lord.
是唯一让神开心的一个这样的人。
And that's the only matter that the Lord will find delight in.
所以今天我们拣选就在我们的嘅手上边，你系愿意讨神嘅喜悦啦，还系话愿意神因着你难过呢
？So today the choice is in our hands. Do you want to delight? Do you want to grieve the Lord? Do you want to be found favored in the Lord's eyes?
请我哋低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主啊，求你将你嘅话放喺我哋嘅心中。
Lord, we ask that you place your words in our hearts.
又求主你的圣灵在我们的心里面作工。
And that we ask your Holy Spirit to work within us.
又解开我们里面那个不明白的地方。
Open up our hearts so that our understanding may come to understanding.
又叫我们这一班的人在你的面前，我们愿意做一个讨你喜悦的人。
So that we will be a group of individuals that may find favor in your eyes.
就是愿意活在你的面前，遵行你所吩咐的。
And that is to be willing to live before you and obey you.
并且是绝对的顺服你自己的权柄。
And also to completely submit under your authority.
主啊，我们将这个话再放在你的手上。
So Lord, these words once again we place in your hands.
求主你管理我们。
Lord, may you watch over us.
求主你带领我们。
May you lead us.
给我们有一个愿意接受你权柄的心。
So that we may have a heart that's willing to follow after you and obey you.
愿你得着高举和得着赞美。
May you gain the highest honor and the praises.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.